Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Morpheus Laboratories Limited Q4 FY 2024 conference call, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Manudhane.
Thanks, Renju. Good afternoon, and I welcome you all for the fourth quarter FY 2024 earnings call of Morpheus Labs, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services. From the management side, we have Mr. Sushil Suri, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ajay Kumar Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nishant Doshi, Vice President, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations, and Mr. Vipul Kumar Srivastava, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. Sir, over to the management for the opening remarks.
Good afternoon. This is Sushil Suri, CMD of the company.
Good afternoon, Ajay.
Yes, Ajay.
Afternoon, Vipul this side from Morpheus.
Good afternoon, this is Nishant Doshi here from Morpheus.
Yes, Tushar, should we start?
Yes, sir, please.
A formal, warm welcome to all the participants who are there on the call today, and of course, it's a nice afternoon. I'm sure that most of you might have gone through the results by now. We had shared with the stock exchanges and on the website yesterday. So I know that I'm sitting in front of the computer, so I have access on the numbers, but please forgive me if I'm talking too many numbers. But quarter as a whole, it was an outstanding performance for the quarter, but year as a whole also, the company has done pretty well. Since it's an annual result, so in the annual thing, we discuss the company as a whole also, but on the quarterly basis, these are just pure simple numbers. Just to apprise participants who are joining with these type of calls for the first time, we have primarily two type of business segments. One is medical devices and one is the bulk drugs or APIs, these are modernly called. So 80% of the revenue come from medical devices and APIs. And API, of course, is our traditional business, our old business, which is our cash cow, and the company started from with API only. Medical devices is relatively new. When you say relatively new, it's still almost 20 years old now. But medical devices is the fastest growing business in the company. When back in 2015, 2016, 2017, we have 500-600 crore company, medical devices is only 13% of the revenue. But now medical devices is 26%, more than 26% of the revenue. This is growing much faster. The company last 7 years have grown with a CAGR of 16%. CAGR is CAGR, compounded annual growth rate. Company has grown at a CAGR of 16%, but medical devices has outsmarted and grown at CAGR of 28% year-on-year. So that's why I'm saying it's the fastest growing segment within the Morpheus thing. And when you say in little more specific, when you say medical devices, we are talking primarily of the home medical devices. We are into point of care medical devices. Point of care is used in hospitals also sometimes. You have some patient monitors and other things which are used on the bedside of the patient. But we are specialized in the home diagnostics, and we have built a beautiful brand, Dr. Morpheus, around customer service and around more consumer awareness, more one-on-one interaction with the customers. So we sell our goods directly to over 3,000 distributors all over the country, and of course, network of more than 125,000 retailers. So we are more consumer company than a typical diagnostics company, and we are not into testings and other that stuff. We are a device. That's why we always call it devices. The second business, of course, is bulk drugs and APIs, which is an established business, giving good cash flows and growing at its own good speed. Between these two, this is 80%. Then we have a range of formulations and OTC products, which is typical in any pharma company, but medical devices certainly is our unique positioning. moving specifically to the so-called key positioning of the company, the key achievements what we have been able to do. In both in medical devices, we have two leading products, BP monitor and glucose monitor. One is a glucose monitoring machine, and wherein you buy the meter and then you buy the strip paddle. One is a blood pressure monitor. We are the market leaders in both the products, and we are manufacturing it in-house. In-house means we are manufacturing it at our factory, and we are manufacturing from basic bare PCBs, and there's a full assembly line for that. I'll come to that later. And within API, we are category leaders in six APIs, six bulk drugs. So I don't want to confuse you with the name, but just to mention, these are loratadine, desloratadine, montelukast, and there are three more products where we are third or fourth. So there are six products where we are market leaders. So all APIs are exported. Around 68% of the business in the API is from export, hard currency dollar export to advanced countries, regulated markets. And of course, the company has been consistently growing both in top line and bottom line. With the help of the internal cash accruals, the company has been able to clear all its old debts with all the banks, and in whatever structured way it was, we are a debt-free company. It's negligible debt. When you say negligible debt, means you have simple car loans or other things. Rather, we have fixed deposits in the bank, which are sometimes used for an overdraft facility, around 35-44 fixed deposits. So we are a debt-free company. So as we talk, we are celebrating the 40th year of our journey, and we proudly say that we have entered into this 40th year with more energy, more agility and more performance oriented approach. We are making more and more dedicated systems in the company that how do we improve our performance and how do we better our profitability. That was the broad thing. Coming specifically to the operational performance, during this year, the revenue has grown by 20%. From 1,424 crores, we have grown to 1,704 crores, so almost 20%, 19.97%, 20% growth in the annual revenue. On a quarterly basis also, the revenue has grown 16.5% for the Q4. So consistently for the 9 months also, there was an increase, and year as a whole is 20% increase. And just to update you that last year, the year was not so good, but because post-COVID, there was a lot of inventory in the markets and the markets were a bit slower. Now there's a good comeback and the fresh buying has started. And particularly in medical devices, because it is more primarily based in India, so we have better access and better controls. So the comeback and the rollback is much faster. So medical devices have grown by 35%, API business has grown by 14%. Some countries are still shying away. And of course, on the positive side, last couple of years, the import prices, particularly from China, were disturbed, and rather they were higher than expected. But now the import prices have also softened, and our margins have increased in the last 3-4 quarters. We are happy to announce, and of course you can see in the base of it that the company's overall productivity and margins have gone up. EBITDA of the company, which is the earning before interest, depreciation, and of course the taxation, so it has doubled, more than 101% increase. From 85 crore EBITDA last year, so we have 173 crore EBITDA, 172.6. And the profit after tax also is 150% up. It's 2.5 times, from 38 crores to almost 97 crores. So 39 crores to 97 crores, annual PAT has gone up. It's almost 150% increase. And as I shared that we are a debt-free company, so whatever is annual EBITDA, almost same is the cash generation. So at least 83 crore rupees cash generation. This year we have 168 crores of cash generation, which is almost 100% up. So we are seeing that whatever the temporary blip was there in the last year, so we have covered quarter after quarter. It has taken a little longer than usual, but we are very comfortable with the margins profile now. So if we go specifically to the segment-wise, as I shared that our main lead segment, the fastest growing segment, is medical devices. So within medical devices, our BP monitor and glucomonitor are the two products. Glucomonitor, as per the industry report, we have 19% market share. And of course, the competition may be almost similar or less, but in our actual strip supplies or regular quarter-to-quarter sales, we are leading. And similarly, in case of BP monitor, we have 18% market share, as done by the industry report. Both these products are manufactured in-house, and we started production back in 2015. And of course, earlier these were imported. And glucometers and BP monitors, both are manufactured from the bare PCBs. When you say bare PCBs, means it's just a plastic sheet. And after that, we do the mounting. There are sophisticated automatic machines which are used to do the mounting of the capacitors, the resistors, and all that electronic parts over it. And facilities are not just temporary facilities. These are approved by international auditors for ISO 14485, which is a global standard for medical devices. And of course, as we speak, medical regulation guidelines are being tightened day and night, every month on month, and we are happy to see that the small traders and small manufacturers who just start something and close something, like in COVID time, many people have come. So those things are going out. So we are happy that our facilities are better and controlled and approved by the international facilities. Other than BP monitor and glucose monitors, we have thermometers, we have pregnancy kits, we have ortho supports, weighing scales, oximeters, stethoscopes. But all said and done, 95% of the revenue comes from glucose monitors and BP monitors. Glucose monitors is the main product. If we talk of the total revenue last year was 327 crores, and now this year it has touched 443 crores. There is a 35% increase in the annual revenue of the medical devices business. On a quarterly basis also, Q4 is little slower than last three quarters. Even in a slower quarter, there is a 28% increase in the annual revenue of this division. And on a quarter-on-quarter basis, there is a 28% jump and 55% over there. And as we are have entered already the Q1 of the next year, so we are already facing shortages of the products and capacity constraints because the demand has dropped and the pace is to be maintained. So we are trying to do more and more backward integration and control the supply chain. With the 35% increase in 1 year doesn't mean that it is a peak. Even a year before, in FY22 also, we were 428 crores. So this number is very comfortable, and if we keep growing at similar trend, so we see a lot of upside within this business. Coming specifically to the glucometers that I shared, that the maximum business within this trade, out of 447 crores, 342 crore is coming from glucometers and the strip sales. Here I would like to share with all the participants that the way this model is working is that this is more like a, if you know, that printer cartridge model. We have to first sell the meters, and then after that we continue selling the strips. So here, the more and more meters we sell in the market, so more and more strip customers we are generating. So we keep investing behind the meters, and we keep creating new and new customers. Over a period of last 10 years, more so in last 4 or 5 years, we have been able to install 1.16 crore, 11.6 million meters in the market. So that is like our customer base. So we have a customer base of 11.6 million meters. Million meters, which is 1.16 crores, and on those meters, people use regularly and as a repeat buying or a recurring buying. It's more like a insurance. It's more like a regular income. And we sell 36 crore strips. Last year, we sold 36 crore strips on the basis of this 1.16 crore meters. So already in the market, the number of meters sold has more than doubled in last 3 years. And similarly, the number of strips sold has also doubled in the last 3 years. So the more meters we install, more strips we keep on selling, and that is the business model. We keep investing and keep reaping the harvest also. As we are talking, by end of March this year, we had sold more than 1.5 billion strips, which is almost 150 crores more than the population of India, but that's a cumulative number, but that's just a statistics. But on an average, we sell 35 crore strips, and this year we're expecting maybe go up to 40 crore strips, maybe more. So the whole idea here is to acquire a customer, keep the customer happy and satisfied. So we have a full service team available all over the country. There are company-owned service centers, then all the retailers and our sales team also, they double up as sales reps. And we provide a lifetime of free replacement of the meters in case there is any problem, no question asked, because we are here for the customer service. And going ahead, the way the world is changing, so any company who has more or better relation or contact with the customer, he would be winning. So that is the way we have created this consumer brand. That's what the whole philosophy and ideology of Dr. Morton is, that we create long-term relationship with the customers. And Glucom Monitor is one of the examples that once you have a meter, that every day, every time, whenever you are checking your sugar levels, so you would always keep in mind. And once you are a customer for Glucom Monitor, then it is easy and comfortable buying the same another product from the same company. So the, most of the time the customer is same. The guy who has sugar problem, they have BP problem also, or vice versa. So it's the same customer, so BP monitor and glucose monitor. So it's a very interesting business model that we don't have to look out for new customers and to the same customer, same set of retailers, same family. Maybe within one family, one problem, one person has sugar problem, second person has BP problem. But after certain age, certainly it goes together. So coming specifically to the BP monitors, BP monitors is a very simple model. Unlike there, we have to sell strips also. Here we sell directly the meter. So of course, there is no further revenue here. So here also the business has grown 36% this year, while the number of meters sold has gone 29%, from 8 lakh meters to 10 lakh meters, 10.51 lakh meters. So we sell almost 1 lakh meter every month, give or take some season off season. So we have crossed a 1 million mark second time. During COVID also we had sold more than 1 million meters. But earlier at that time it was being imported. Now we have produced in-house 1 million meters and sold 100% from in-house capacities. So of course we are adding more and more SMT lines and more dedicated lines to produce more meters. And we hope that this business also will keep on growing at a similar pace. This year, of course, it has grown 36% because last year numbers were a bit slower. But again, getting an average 28% CAGR of the last 7-8 years, we are hopeful that it will keep growing at similar numbers. There is still a challenge that this mint is not very high as lucrative as super monitors, because there you have two components, the consumable and the strip. But here, yes, we are basically, I would say, capitalizing on the Dr. Morton brand and giving a better service to the consumers. So when we talk of the manufacturing line, as I shared, that we are manufacturing all the meters from their PCBs. And the PCBs are first mounted to the SMT machines, and there are assembly lines, and there are injection molding lines, which is why we can produce those side parts, front, back. And of course, there is separate screen printing machines for the LEDs, so LEDs are prepared separately. Then there are multiple tests. And in the strips, then there is a bulk strips which we are still importing from Korea. And the sheet cutting is happening in India. But to have a longer term supply contract and to have a longer term control over our supply chain, we are planning to have a not planning, I would say we are working to have an in-house production of the strips also. So, of course, we are working with our Korean counterparts to have the technology here and have a controlled manufacturing setup in India. Hopefully, once we have that, we move in some business from Korea also to India. But even if we do not get any regular business from them, but if we have the strip manufacturing in-house, we have the complete meter manufacturing in-house, starting from their PCBs, including all the moving parts and including the screen printing, then we have a full supply chain for the BP monitors and glucose monitors both. Then we can work on the export also. As of today, we are exporting small quantities under Dr. Morton brand in Thailand and Middle East, and of course Nepal, Bhutan were launched much earlier. But still the export is minuscule, But as we go forward, so we see that in case we have a full backup and we have full capacity, so we can start exporting to, I would say, markets like U.S. and Europe, where every single chain can be as big as our complete India market. Just as an example, if we are selling 20-25 lakh meters in India, big locomotives in India, so maybe one single order from any one of the chains, big chains like Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens. So any even we get one single order for one year, so we would be happy to double up our capacity or maybe three times. So we see a lot of opportunities. And thankfully, this line is still very technical, very sensitive, where not many organized players are there. So most of the supplies have been imported, and government is trying to control those unregulated means where people were trying to, for sake of better word, people are trying to smuggle up things and trying to just supply things in the market without any service, without any backup. So imports are becoming more and more difficult. And even the bare PCBs have been recently brought under the anti-dumping duties. So we are thankful to government that government is putting more and more efforts to cut down on the imports. The more control on the imports is there, more and more people will be encouraged to have Indian production, and that will save us a lot of the costly exchange also, and of course, the overall cost cutting in supply chain. Because COVID time, everybody has seen that irrespective of the cost, so China was acting crazy. They had increased prices 30, 40, 50%, and they were playing balls even on the freight. So containers issue was there. So we are trying to have maximum thing in-house. It is in line with the Honorable Prime Minister Modi's vision that we should be the hub, we should be the manufacturer, and we should not be a buyer. We don't want to be just another consumer. So we are happy we are on the same line. So going forward with the medical devices business, like I said, that we are confident of maintaining a similar growth pattern. So we have jotted down in our presentation that what would be the growth driver. So the number one growth driver, of course, would be capacity expansion, because now it's the manufacturing. We have to produce whatever things we are talking. If I have to increase my top line by 30%, 40%, 100%, 3 years, 4 years, whatever number, so we have to have capacity for that and the backward integration. And capacity backward integration certainly has to match with the latest technology and labor cost, automation. So that's, I think, the major part where we are happy to work. Then, of course, on the reach side within India, of course, we have a sufficient reach. As of today, we have almost 125,000 retailers. So we want to go to 300,000 retailers, 3 lakh retailers over a period of next 5 years. So as of today, we are more focused on north or north and northwest. But going forward, south is one area where we need to make more efforts, and we want to double up the sales there also. It's a much bigger and much educated market, but we have not been able to invest behind that market. So that's another area within India. Then second, as I shared, that there will be direct exports by under company label and a private label also. So which is a little slow process, but it's a much bigger opportunity than doing little exports under our own brand. Then, of course, we are expanding the sales team for India also, for export also. Retail coverage is what we need to be focusing more, because it's a service-oriented product, so we need to be present closer to the customer so that the retailer gets a comfort and the buyer gets a comfort. And of course, more and more sales training and more approaches so that the sales team has a better productivity. So these are, I would say, three, four growth drivers where we see new sales coming up. Coming specifically to the new initiatives, other than glucose monitor and BP monitor, there are multiple products that we are working, whether it is immunodiagnostic, cell culture, and of course, some other industrial and mechanical products. But major here is the continuous glucose monitoring, CGM, where you get a patch on your shoulder and you take readings on the phone. We are working on these, but it's a little away from what we are thinking. So this industry is very fragile in terms of technology and other things. Thankfully, in both in BP monitor and glucose monitors, this is a very stable product, and it is there in the market for last 25 years. So, but we keep our eyes and ears open that even if any new technology comes, we should be able to adapt to that technology. So we are here and we are on track. So we have started investing on the research. We have three research labs now. One is in Utkal since last 4 years. So last year, Baddi Lab has also started. And this year, early the last quarter, so in the last Q4, okay, so we started our lab in Bangalore also. So it's more for electronics. And Okla lab is complete with the biosensors and biochemistry and industrial design everything. And Baddi, of course, research is more towards the skin up and solution from whatever is produced in Okla. So they want to substitute the machine line. That's on the R&D side. So of course, we will come to the questions. I know that I have spoken too much, so we'll come to the questions on the medical devices, but I'll give you a quick run on the API business also. API business, as I shared, that this business had been a very dominant business and a cash cow for the company. So here we have six products where we are market leaders: loratadine, desloratadine, Montelukast. All three products fall in the anti-allergy category. When we say market leader, we are number one market share in the global market in terms of volume. And two more statins, rosuvastatin and atorvastatin, we are number four. These are cholesterol reducers. And there's another anti-allergy product, fexofenadine, where we are number three in the global market as per the industry report. So these six products alone, we are 90% of our business comes from this. There's a stable revenue on these products, and of course the revenue is growing as the numbers are speaking. Other than this, we have more products in anti-allergy category, and we have a big portfolio of anti-diabetic products, cardiac products, antidepressants, and similar lifestyle products. So Morpheus does not operate into traditional antibiotic and infectious diseases and so-called old products. So we all have high-value products which are more than $100, $200, $600 a kilogram. And of course, going forward, sometimes the prices is used, but we are not into, just to give an example, say, paracetamol or metformin, these are $4, $5 items. So we don't have those. So that is why we have better efficiencies and better productivity for kiloliter of reactor capacity. So reactor capacity in this industry is measured in KL. So we had very lower capacity of only 300 KL till last year, which we have increased to 400 KL. But our production is much higher than the industry average. So talking of the percentage share of the revenue, Montelukast has been getting 27% share, loratadine and desloratadine, similar products taken together around 23%. Atorvastatin is 17% market share, and fexofenadine this year has gained 14%, last year was 36%. Rosuvastatin is around 9%.
This is the operator. Mr. Suri, there is static in the line. What I will do is I'll just disconnect you and reconnect you. Right?
Yes.
Yep. Just give me a moment. Ma'am, please stay connected. Reconnect the management quickly. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the management line has been reconnected. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Good afternoon again. I do not know till what time you guys heard me, but we were talking that we are market leaders in six APIs. So loratadine, desloratadine, Montelukast, we are number one market share. And two statins, atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, we are number four. And there's another anti-allergic product, fexofenadine. We are number three in the line. So between these six products, we have 90% market share. 9% market share. 90% of revenue comes from these six products, where we have stable products and these are all growing, and we are market leaders. We are proud to say that. But other than this, we have around 30 more products which are new products, and those are also increasing as we go forward. And that 10% of the new products will slowly go up to 30% in the next 5 years, so that the revenue generation from the new products will increase as these products mature. So we are exporting to over 80 countries, which are with the regular export. We have got over 500 customers worldwide who are buying regularly from us. And 60% of our export business comes from repeat customers. When you say repeat customer, doesn't mean 1 year, 2 year. There are customers who are buying from us since last 10 years. Of course, between there may be some slippage in 1 year or 2 year, they did not buy. But old relationships is what the value here is. So the contacts and relationship. For example, if we had our first customer was in 2001-2002, was Sandoz, it's a part of Novartis, they are still working with us. Perrigo was one of the customers, they are still working with us in the last 25 years. So there's a that's a value of relationships and customer relationships we have been able to build. We have around 17% shares sales in revenue coming from US market, then around 18% from Europe market, around 26% from APAC region, Asia region. MENA region is very low, around 3%, and of course 31% is still from India, and 68% exports. South America is around 4%. All the markets have been growing consistently. This year, U.S. market has grown 32%, which is very good, as against Europe, which has grown only 7%. We all know that Europe had been disturbed because of various reasons. And otherwise, also during COVID, also Europe was worst affected. India market has grown 17%. Of course, in volume terms, India market has grown much higher, but in value terms, it is 17% in spite of the higher values. In spite of the lower value, that has grown 17%. APAC region has grown only 2% here. And South America has grown 53%, but the numbers are small, so growth looks higher. But primarily, the growth is coming from US, Europe, and India. And you look at the revenue numbers, API revenues have grown from 823 crores to 940 crores. There's a 14% increase in the annual revenue. On quarterly basis, this quarter was excellent, from 271 crores. There's a 25% increase in the quarterly revenue. And one thing I'm happy to share with you is that even though there was a price reduction in terms of sales and of course the raw material prices also, so there's a 39% increase in the volume of the goods sold. We had sold 311 metric tons of the drugs taken together last year, last financial year, FY23, but in FY24, against 311 crores, we have sold 432 crores. There's almost 40% increase in the volume of goods sold. It means, thanks to our increase in capacity, we have to produce more, even to get to the same level of growth. Even to get 14% growth in the annual revenue, we had to produce 39% more quantity to keep our targets. So we were on the toes for whole of the year, but now thankfully the capacities have increased, and if the market goes up, certainly the revenues will multiply much faster. But on the other hand, we are exhausting our capacities and we have to keep investing in the capacities. So that's why we are always under the pressure of expansion, because we didn't had any major expansion in last 20-25 years. All the expansion are happening only from internal accruals. And another interesting thing which I want to share with you is that during this financial year, we had a new product, Saxofenadine. New in the basket of these so-called blockbusters. We had this product, but there was not much revenue coming. We got US FDA approval back in 22 here for this product, Saxofenadine. So exports have started last year, and there's a 300% growth in this business for this current year. So if we are able to maintain those levels, it should be very good. That's on the API side. And I'm sure you keep reading on the website and on our regular LinkedIn and other places that company is very active on filing patents and filing DMFs. CPs in Europe, so now we have 155 patents in our intellectual property. Our library of DMFs is going up worldwide. We have 349 drug master files for all the different products. 26 drug master files are in US only, then there are CPs in Europe. Of course, we are proud of our chemistry skills, where we have new polymorphs for which we get patent. So almost 340 people work with all these QC, QA, R&D to make all these drug master files and patents and other things. So 43 new products we have launched in last 5 years. Of course, all the facilities are inspected and approved by US FDA, all the API facilities, EDQM, PMDA Japan, ANVISA Brazil, of course China, NMPA, and of course WHO GMP. So whatever we are doing is as per the international standard, and we have a long track record of product quality and customer relationships. And we shared in our last call also, which we are still maintaining, that we have a NERI 483, There was little observation by the FDA in our last three inspections out of three inspections in the two plants. We had no observation by the FDA, and we have a hat-trick of nil observation. And not that we are perfect, but as compared to the industry standard in general, APIs do not attract many this thing, because our product is still a B2B. So, but as against our other peers in the formulation industry, the market is inherently very friendly. So we hope to maintain these standards, and we are happy that the team has been working very, very nicely. So that's all about the basic, I would say, both businesses we have talked, medical devices and API. Other than this, we have formulation and OTC. And in OTC, you all know that we have a very popular product, Bernol. So it's more than 75 years of legacy. We have purchased this plant from Reckitt Piramal. And of course, before that, it was owned by Nol Pharma. It's an international brand. And now it's a synonym with burns. More important than burn, it's synonym with jalan rather. Jalega to Bernol in Jalega. So it's a very popular brand. And of course, we have a separate distribution both for OTC and formulations. So we are expanding that also. Dr. Martin has already become a household name. And of course, Bernol, Lemolate, we have Omega-3, Pain-X, Fever-X, Head-X, there are multiple products, and these are sold online also. In formulation, we have brands like Saltum, Rhythmix, Cefopen, Clarin, Intibac. We have some international products we are in for the probiotic, and probiotics are getting very popular these days. We have it in the formulation. So on the revenue side, formulation business has grown by 10%. Formulation and OTC taken together have grown by 10%, but during the quarter it was a bit slow. March quarter is usually slow in this business. We have grown only 2%. 71% of the business come from the medicine side, and 29% of the business comes from the OTC side. On the distribution side, we have more than 5,000 distributors, 5,100 distributors. We are present in 3.28 lakh outlets taken together. And all over the country, we are present. 580 people are there in all the states for the selling. Of course, in the generics are distributed separately through a separate company, through a separate single distributor. But otherwise, we have got service centers. We have got distributors all over the country. So I'm not getting into detail of plans. Financial numbers have already been circulated. So as I shared that gross revenue during the quarter, I'm talking about the quarter now. During the quarter, the gross revenue has gone up 16.5%. EBITDA has gone 182% from 18 crores to 52 crores EBITDA. EBITDA level have gone from 5% to 12.31%. So it's more than double as a percentage, because the revenue has jumped and of course gross margins have increased. Profit before tax also has almost three times, from 3% to 9.88%, from 11 crores to 42 crores, there's a 279% increase in value, and on percentage terms, it's almost three times. Profit after tax, that was profit before tax. Now, profit after tax last year was very low, 2.25%. Profit after tax is 6.73%, which is almost 249%. So those are the quarterly numbers. On the annual basis, I shared earlier, 20% revenue growth, 101% EBITDA growth. And of course, EBITDA is 10.13. After now, time has come in double digit. Profit before tax, 143% increase. PAT is 150%. PAT is still low, 5.67%. We are naturally, as the revenue grows out, the PAT will increase. So still we are in that 100 crore bracket, 97 crores is the PAT. So on the financial ratios also, we see significant improvement. Of course, that's the ultimate parameter. Our KPIs we track is the ratios. Earning per share has gone by 144%. So based on the March quarter results and annual results, the earning per share is 1.88 rupee. So for a 2 rupee share. And return on equity is 11% as against 5% last year. So return on equity is also doubled. Return on the capital employed, which includes the working capital also, is almost doubled from 7.31% to 15%. asset turnover ratio we have been maintaining in spite of the new additions of machinery. It's almost 9 times. And that equity ratio is negligible because we are a debt-free company. It is 0.03, so which is very, very good. That's all about this thing. And of course, because the time is short, so we'll go to question answers. But on the expansion side, we are expanding in the medical devices, increasing more capacity in backward integration. We are expanding capacities in the APIs. Of course, we are supplementing the working capital. And of course, research and development still remains the focus. That's all from my side to begin with in short and sweet. And I will go back to the anchor and we can see the question answers if there are any.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Nisarg Vakharia with NV Alpha Fund Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for your very comprehensive commentary to begin with. It was quite helpful. I have a couple of questions. I'll first start with your medical devices segment. Sir, can you please explain the economics of this business? How much do you have in cross block for 400 crore of top line? And how much working capital? And what is the sort of EBITDA margin that you make in this segment?
Of course, the exact numbers Ajay can give. Our CFO is here. So Ajay, you can speak, but broadly, this business is very efficient. It doesn't have much fixed asset requirement. And the asset turnover is more than 10x, as you can give the exact numbers. On the working capital side also, the working capital cycle, of course, has become a little higher now because of our imports, because of the self-manufacturing. But otherwise, it's typically a cash negative working capital because we got imports from China or Korea earlier. And now, and of course, we sell in advance in the market. So we do not give any credit in the market. So that's why we have been able to create and demand a prestigious brand because we don't give credit. So it doesn't have huge working capital in the market, but yes, because of the increased longer manufacturing cycle, so our inventory levels have started going up, but Ajay will give you the right numbers. And on the EBITDA side also, Ajay can fill. Ajay, can you speak now?
Yes. Yeah. EBITDA for devices business is this year 12%.
Sorry, how much?
12%. 1, 2.
12%. Okay.
We have improved over last year. Last year was 8%. So as far as gross block is concerned, it is around 43 crore rupees. And investment into working capital is 60 crore rupees. So in all, investment into capital card is almost 100 crore rupees.
What sort of gross margin do you make in this for 12% EBITDA?
Gross margin, we do 25% around.
25%. Okay, thank you. Secondly, sir, now coming to your other business, which is the API. If you look at your company level margins, our company level margins are closer to 10.5-11%. Of medical devices is at 12% margin. What sort of margins do we make in the API business and what sort of margins we make in the formulation business?
Yes, sir. For API, our EBITDA margin are in the range of 18%. Improved over last year, it was around 16% last year. So as far as formulation is concerned, so current year we have negative margin here because we are just building our capacity. So for financial this formulation we have negative. So at
can you quantify that number? Because 18% EBITDA you do in API, 12% you do in devices. So what sort of loss you are making in formulation?
Formulation, we this year we have done 19.5 crore of losses, EBITDA loss at EBITDA level.
In this quarter, how much you've done?
For this quarter is around 4 crore rupees.
So sir, again I am asking you. See, you do the maths yourselves. API, you said 18% margin. Then you said 12% margin in devices. So how can we make only 4 crore loss in formulation? The numbers won't add up, no?
No, no. In fact, when we talk about these numbers, these are the business standalone numbers. Then we have common expenses, which we do not allocate to any separate division. So if we add.
Corporate expenses. Unallocated corporate expenses.
Unallocated corporate expenses. When we talk about the business, we talk about only the standalone. So it doesn't include any allocations. These numbers are not standalone business. And then we have our OTC business, which is also making some losses during this financial year. So if we include corporate expenses as well, so for this quarter four, so EBITDA level will be whatever we have already mentioned in the.
Okay. Secondly, if I'm not mistaken, there is 600 crore of gross block on your balance sheet, right?
Yes, yes. I think that was last year. This year, we have around 500 crore, yes.
Yes. And for the medical devices, you don't have too much of gross block. You said it's 40 crore rupees, right?
42 crore, yes, yes, yeah.
Yes. So balance gross block is all dedicated essentially to API?
Mostly to API and then formulation as well, because the formulation we have built, we have spent money in the formulation as well. And in fact, we have also built some capacity for our ANDAs as well. So though top line has not been realized against that, so that will come maybe in another next 12-15 months. So mainly API, then followed by formulation and then devices. Yeah.
Okay. What is the peak revenue potential that you have on the existing gross block in the formulation and API business, assuming you don't have to do CapEx?
You see, this year we have done around 950 crore of top line in API. So we should expect another 150 crore to 200 crore more. So still around 1,150 crore we can do with the existing, with small addition here and there. And formulation, we have already built in the CapEx. So formulation, we have a manufacturing top line of around 100. So to my understanding, this top line could be stopped till maybe around 300 crore. We can achieve 3x the top line, whatever we have, because CapEx we have already done it. So we'll be able to realize upside this year as well as next year. So you'll see revenue growth in the formulation particularly, at least 3x in coming 2 years, maybe two and a half times to three times, yeah.
Okay. Sir, you know, just re-asking this question, if you look at any pharmaceutical company, and if you look at the margins that they do in formulation, it's closer to 20% bare minimum, like bare minimum, I'm saying. And API, they do between 12%-14%. But our company-level margins are at 11% this quarter. So is there something which is depressing these margins, or is this the steady-state margins going at?
You see, let me share with you that our distribution business, it is very small. So it is around 45 crore this year. But we have incurred losses into this because our team is small, and we are not able to really achieve the break-even in the formulation. So that is one. Then we have manufacturing. We have done capacity addition only this financial year. So our salary cost was too high. So we must see this turnaround in this financial year. So whatever depression these negative has really brought down our overall EBITDA. So that at least this financial year should be break-even. And the formulation distribution business, we have losses. So I think that losses should also come down, if not really break-even. So we'll see improvement into this business. Otherwise, in API and devices, we are fairly good, and we will be able to improve our maybe margins something in both the business. And particularly, formulation business will be show greater visibility in the next 12-15 months, yeah.
Devices, sir, generally, devices are basically essentially how much of the devices are sold online versus general trade?
Online is around 10%, 9%-10%. The rest is all trade.
That is all general trade?
Yeah, general trade. Yes, through that distribution.
Who would be the large branded players in this space other than you in India?
In both products, these are different. In glucometers, it is Roche. and in BP Monitor is Oman. So we are competing with, at both sides, we are multinationals, and of course, we are much ahead of them in the on ground and real numbers. And nothing official about it, but we hear that Roche is already upfolding its division, and they are withdrawing their sales team because they are not super competitive at the retail level. And they were enjoying the monopoly because they were just selling brand. But now the markets are acting competitive and the customer is more demanding, so multinationals are losing that charm. Other than this, there are small long tail of those so-called import and sell companies which are just fly by night, they come and go.
Okay, and this is a doctor prescribed product or this is an OTC?
No, it is OTC. It's pure OTC. It's pure OTC.
I understand. Thank you so much.
Something on the margins. So I think, like Ajay explained, that we are still struggling to find a headway in the formulation, but you would understand that, as I shared in the beginning, 80% of revenue is between medical devices and API. So honestly, that's our growth story and that is where we want to go. Formulation and OTC, we are, I would say, not on the head runway, and we are just trying to see, okay, how can we make this business profitable and maybe at some stage divest it or get a partner or get into a separate company. By the way, both these businesses are into separate companies now. Dr. Morpin is a separate subsidiary, formulation is a separate subsidiary. So obviously we are working to at least these businesses break even and we lose, we don't have a drag on the profitability. But on the other hand, certainly there is, even after corporate allocation, our overall EBITDA is lower. But in devices, for example, I was telling that this is a printer cartridge model. The more printers we sell, more cartridges we'll be selling. So more meters we install. So the number of meters installed will grow very smoothly. For example, 20 lakh meter, 25 lakh, 30 lakhs. But number of strips will keep on increasing because for every meter we have installed. So that delta is increasing every time, so the margins are increasing. So we try to exploit these numbers for next 5 years, and we are seeing that devices margin will go up, EBITDA margin will go up to 18-19%, because that's how the math works. So similarly,
just to ask you on this point which you mentioned, question, this 400 crore sale that we have closed for devices this year, out of that 400 crore, how much sale comes from these strips?
Around 373 crore is strips only, medical meters and strips.
342 crore is our glucometer business, yeah.
342?
Put together.
Yeah, around 70%. 70% of the sales is coming from, this is basically, I would say, our bread and butter. And that I was telling in the presentation also, that BP monitor is just an add-on and it will give us enough money to pay the bills.
No, sir, I understood. My question was slightly different. I was saying in glucometer, you sell a meter and then you sell a strip, right?
Yeah.
Now, strip is a repeat business. What is the absolute quantum of the strip business that you have per year?
I think you'll have separate numbers.
I don't have, but it is around 85% is the strip business.
Around 85%
is strip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I would think that your margins in strip are substantially higher than your meter,
right.
No?
Yes,
basically, that's where we do not officially share the so-called separate numbers, because strip meter is sold at a certain MRP, then there are strips. Of course, there are certain schemes which are shared with the distributors, but ultimate objective is that, okay, we sell more and more strips.
I understand.
So strips are, of course, high profit number, and as we go forward, the meters would be growing at, say, 20%. Strip business will grow at 30%. That 10% delta is pure profit.
Okay.
And of course, during COVID time, for example, there was a shortage, no new meters were not being installed. So we had margin of 21% that year, because meter installation is not going, strip uses have gone high. You are checking, everybody checking the sugar level 3 times, 4 times. So strip usage goes up as awareness is going up. So this is going to up that.
Okay. Great, sir. So thank you for answering my questions patiently. Happy
show. Oh, nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Tushar Sarda with Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. One of my questions was, of course, on the composition of strip, which you have answered. My second question, sir, is, you know, on the API side, you have in the presentation given six molecules where you have leadership. So what percentage of your API business is out of these six molecules?
As I shared, around 90% of the business comes from these six molecules, and in 10%, we certainly have a long tail, but within that 10% also, there are five, six main products. For example, loratadine, desloratadine, montelukast, rosuvastatin, fexofenadine. These are six products, which is around, I'd say we call it, key products. And then there is a dapagliflozin, linagliptin, then olmesartan, apixaban, edoxaban, saxagliptin. But these are all new molecules under patent in one country or the other, so they take some time.
Okay. And any of these molecules you think can become big, other than this six?
As we, Tushar, we all plan that everything should become big, but markets are real. So sometimes, for example, sitagliptin was expected to be a blockbuster, but 20, 30 people launched in the market, so product bombed. Sometimes innovator plays some games. So we are aggressive in everything, so but it depends on the market condition.
You have relationship, and you mentioned Perrigo.
Yeah.
A very big
Yeah.
player, so that's why I
Yes, Perrigo is an OTC player.
You know, with relationship, it becomes easier to penetrate the market, right? Otherwise, pharma
That's why
manufacturing.
I gave the example of fexofenadine, since we have a relationship with Perrigo and loratadine. So, and it's an OTC company. They are a private label company. So they picked up fexofenadine also. So even though fexofenadine major work was done with them, so it all depends which market opens at what time. Last couple of years, particularly Europe supplies and Europe, these approvals have been disturbed. Of course, Europe was disturbed post-COVID. So we keep on seeing a lot of opportunities, but honestly, we do not give any forward-looking figures at this platform, so I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Okay. Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Madhu Rathi from Counter Cyclic Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand this 18% to 19% EBITDA margin in medical devices that you have said that we can achieve. So this will be from the our own manufacturing of the scripts or the efforts to achieve these kind of margin in this segment?
And this will be 100% out of our own manufacturing, and that is our key strategy, that we do not import and we do not even do a lot of outsourcing also. The machinery are not very costly. The only thing that needs is a space and a building. So we are building huge sheds to accommodate our injection molding and other machines. So we are trying to reduce our dependence on import and reduce our dependence on the third-party manufacturers who bother us every day. So we are trying to get better controls.
Okay. And so since as like you have a fair idea that Roche is winding down its retail business, so are there any plans to just sell the strips that are that can go into the Roche's machine and take that business away from those guys?
Are these machines, Madhu, are very locked machines, so Roche machine cannot use my strips and my meter cannot use their strip. So these are customized meters and customized strips. So they work against a particular software. These are this whole, that's why I'm calling it a printer cartridge model or a Gillette shaving razor model. So we cannot use anybody else for this thing. But on the other hand, the advantage in case one player goes out of the market, or for even if it is a temporary disturbance, so it's that's an opportunity to capture the market.
So we can sell our meters and we can gain that market.
So that's an advantage, but we can't use their customer base. And Roche has been there in the market since donkey years.
Maybe they are there since last 50 years, we don't know.
So maybe they have a similar meter base. But regular meters, active users, we have more active users than them.
Okay, got it. So just a final question. Can we see our formulation business being at least break-even in FY25?
Yes. It is on the card. That's how we are working on it. So we are naturally not doing major expansions and trying to see that, okay, first we should start making money. Because it's a people-driven business and we have to have sales force
options that you have to invest on the doctor, with marketing and everything. So we are trying to control those efforts so that first we start making money. And Ajay shared that last year we had major expansion in the capacities. And because earlier our machines were very low capacity machines, slow machines, and we were not able to recover even our costs and salaries. So now we have put up high speed machines which are having much higher capacities, and we will be able to have
higher volume. And you all know that
government is pursuing for generics. So we have a lot of volume coming from Jan Aushadhi, which is a government scheme. So we are supplying to Jan Aushadhi. Jan Aushadhi business has more than tripled this year. So if we continue having regular business with fast capacities, so this is a very profitable business. But we had issues, so we are not shying away from that. But as an industry, we know that we have to work on it. We are on to it. But yes, our business model and our growth story, growth plan is not in formulation. We are more of a leading devices company with 28% CAGR. That's our business model.
Okay. So can we expect our EBITDA margin in the range of 14-15% for the FY24, for the whole year FY25?
I won't be giving any guidance, but if we continue growing, so you can see the growth numbers, and if you're seeing the CAGR, so based on that, I think we should be able to maintain a healthy rate. I'm not giving any specific numbers, you know, the regulation folks.
You are just a back of the envelope calculation based on the margins. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, EBITDA margins certainly are increasing in year on year. And certainly, once the volume go up, now this year you have seen that just with 20% increase, our EBITDA has doubled. So it means the expenses are all covered. Expenses are way here, we are not going to increase expenses. So we already have whatever we have.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And
thank you, Madhu. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ketan Atavli with Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, my questions have been asked.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Tushar Manudhane with Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, just on the medical devices, apart from first of all on glucometer itself, if you could share, you know, what are the new developments in terms of product side which can give an edge compared to competitors for us?
Yes, Tushar, glucometer, as I shared, that it's a very stable and robust product, and we sometimes do not disturb even the model what we launched. For example, we have a BG03 model which we sell to the trade, and there's a BG05 for online. So basically, the customer is used to a particular technology, and this technology is successful and is working. But as we go forward, there may be some improvements within the models, with some electronic component, some screen component, which we also keep on doing. There's a Bluetooth possibility. But we have tried Bluetooth operations also, but people are not ready to pay 200 rupees extra for Bluetooth because not many people are used to it. Normally, these devices are used by senior citizens. So, but the interesting development here is, as I shared earlier, was the continuous glucose monitoring, the CGM, the patch technology. So our R&D team is working on the patch, and we are trying to develop our own patch. The existing product in the market, Abbott has a product. So that is very costly. They charge 14,000 rupees for a 14-day patch. So now many apps have come where they give it a discounted rate. Even then it costs at least 5,000 rupees for a one patch for 14 days. And you need two patches for a month. It's like 10,000 rupees a month cost just to test your sugar. So I would say India is a poor country, so we can't afford that. There may be certain 0.5%, 1% people who can afford that. But for the masses, we are trying to bring down the cost to maybe say 1,000 rupees per 1,000 rupees monthly cost or 1,000 rupees per a patch. So, but that's a long dream. It may take 2 to 3 years time. But other than meter and glucometer and BP monitor, what we are working on is the technology. For example, strip manufacturing. Once we understand the strip manufacturing, then we are basically trying to learn the art of
making a strip. That humble strip has got a circuit, it has got a biochemistry, it has got enzymes. So once we know how to make a strip, today we are making a strip for glucometer, for the sugar testing. Tomorrow we have to make a strip for cholesterol testing. So we can make a strip for the cholesterol testing also. Similarly, we developed technologies for very accurate pregnancy tests last year. But the same technology being used to manufacture a test for dengue or for malaria, because now we know the chemistry and we have got all the moving parts to make a deck and a card and testing. So basically, the way the industry works is it works on technologies. If I've got some technology, so I can replicate the technology and any other thing. Second is the paraphernalia of making all those things and all the electronic part and plastic part and assembly lines and quality controls. That's the good.
Understood, sir. And to start, once you have the in-house manufacturing of scripts, any geography you would like to call out for exports where the initial focus would be?
Initial focus, of course, would be on Europe and US only. So there, we need a CE certification for them. So post-COVID, Europe had been very slow. There have not been any inspections after that, and many of the time they have reduced their staff also. But we feel that US will pick much faster because we are in touch with all the chains which I named and all the big boys, the Walgreens, Walmart, and CVS. And I'm not quoting anybody's name, all the big boys I'm saying. So we are in touch with them and they are happy to register and acknowledge our product, but they have long procedures. But the volumes are very high and the numbers are very high. In Europe, the system is of chains. There are private hospital chains, there are pharmacy chains. So if any other chains start buying from us, so we would be happy to supply. Otherwise, this Middle Eastern market is absolutely uncovered. There's no manufacturing there. And even this the South American market is absolutely uncovered. So there's a Brazilian company who is working with us on BP monitors, glucose monitors. Somebody wants pregnancy kits in Mexico. So I would say these are random opportunities which will keep on coming. But if we have the capacity, so whole issue is of capacities. Now we are coming out of the cocoon, so we don't have to think of 500 crores. We have to plan for 5,000 crores. So for 5,000 crores, we have to have capacities.
Understood. And lastly, this Korean company from whom we currently procure the strips, how many, would you like to share how many strips they make annually?
That's a private company. We do not have their number, but I'm sure whatever sheets they are supplying to us, maybe 2 to 3 times they are doing it for themselves also. But the fact remains that we are their largest customers. And typically, they want to exit this business because they also have some roots in China and everybody is disturbed because of the China thing. So they also want to establish a base in India. So we see that once we have a base, irrespective of the quantities, we are in line with the thing that we are a manufacturing hub, and that's a huge opportunity we are sitting upon. And that's why I was telling that we see this as a much bigger opportunity than cracking our neck on formulation business or on any other generic business. So we see that this is a unique opportunity which we are eyeing upon.
Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you, Tushar.
Thank you.
Time is already lost.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. One question is, you know, any plans to demerge the medical devices business and list it separately?
Yeah, it is already on the cards and we have already taken shareholders' approval. So we are working on the regulatory procedure that how would it be. Of course, it won't be a demerger. It would be more of a lock, stock and barrel sale. Ajay can explain better. So it won't be a demerger. It will be like under 11 UA. But we are still seeing the regulatory part first because there are new medical devices rules, so which we are supposed to procure separate licenses or new licenses for each and every production. So since we have capacity limitations and we have so-called production limitation, we don't want to so-called have a gap in the market. So we are trying to find the right time and opportunity wherein we can have some overlap and apply the license in the new company, and then we get license in the new company, then start this. We are still working on it. But within this financial year, we'll certainly start moving the business into devices. And then at that stage, it can have its own capital event. It can have its own fundraising or at whatever stage. We don't have any plans on the cards, but it is free to do that.
And what is the time frame to reach 18-19% margin in this business, which is that devices business?
That I was telling you, we have done some math for the next 5 years. So, of course, naturally, it keeps on increasing year by year as we go, because that's how the business is planned. But you never know, like, when do we get some big jackpot and big orders. But because of the listing guidelines, I would like to keep quiet on this point. So we can't speak much in the future.
And last question, sir. How much is corporate overhead which is unallocated?
Ajay, you can speak on it. I think it's around 4-5 crores every month.
Yes, around 4 crores per month, yes.
4 crores, 48 or 47 crores was last year. That includes all the IT, HR, account, finance, corporate office, legal. So everything is at one place.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Double Chain with Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to understand that in the last call you had mentioned that you aim to sell around 100 million meters, glucometers in the next 5 years. Is that guidance still that you aim to maintain?
100 million is the market size, and that's the estimated market size of the diabetics in India. No one knows what is the right number. So there is a WHO number. They say 50% of the market is not addressable. Means either people do not even know that they have diabetes, or they don't care, or it is in villages. So it is assumed that the addressable market is 50%, which is 5 crore meters. We are at 1 crore now. So even if I want to double up from 1 crore, if I have to go to 2 crore meters, so we need a 27% growth rate in 3 years. So if I want to go to 3 crore meters in, say, 4 years, we basically, I would say, if we keep on expanding 25-30%, we still have room. Even if we assume 5 crore is the number of the addressable market. But we are seeing in last 5-7 years that awareness level is increasing, market is expanding, as the reach is expanding, affordability level is increasing, and the most importantly, health concern is increasing. Thanks to COVID, people are alert and active now. So the market is expanding, and so are we expanding. So, and we are still talking India. If you talk of global market, India is just peanuts. So I would see that we see a lot of opportunities, but it's a wide canvas, so which we can make our own drawing.
So the next thing is, like, the strips also would obviously keep increasing in that proportion. So I just wanted to ask, like, in FY25, then how many meters that you aim to sell?
Look, as I shared that, that number is almost, I would say, going steady, not that it is constant, from 22 crores to 22 lakh meters. This year it was 24 lakh meters. So next year maybe 30 lakh meters. So we will naturally, that's control which we have. We always know that, okay, which market is lacking. If naturally we are launching a new market, you have to give more meters. And if we are in the same market, we know what is the absorption level. We never keep high inventory in the market. So, but on the other hand, we always see that, okay, if we have sold so many meters, is the strip sale coming or not? There may be some market you place meters, the strips, people don't come back. So people don't use. So maybe some markets have more, strip sales, some markets have lower. But on an average, the whole idea is that we keep on growing the meters. So this year we have planned for 30 lakh meters. And of course, next will be 30, 36 lakhs, 40 lakhs. So keep on expanding. And of course, we watch the end game. The rule here is, I would say, the formula here is how many strips do we sell per meter? So as of date, it is around 150 strips per meter sold. If we sell 24 lakh meters, so we have sold 36 crore strips.
Right.
So this 150 number should go up, because the usage should go up. If 150 becomes 155, so that is also an indicator that, okay, during COVID time it was 165, because the usage was very high. So this number, so long as my number goes up according to the current year number, we are not calculating on average basis, because even if we have say 1 crore meters, active meters may be 20% or 30%, we don't know. So based on that number, our usage is much higher.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I know it's a new business, a new game, so it's a little more questions, but interesting.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yes, thank you very much for the patient hearing, and appreciate some interesting, insightful questions. And I would like to only add that it's just the beginning of the story. So India's story is unfolding very nicely globally. So we are a traditional hardcore manufacturing company and want to focus on more and more in building new technologies and more bases of quality, FDA, ISO. So robust manufacturing model based on the low cost and a global capacity. So that's our model. And of course, with more and more contact and relationship with the consumers, both in the medical devices and the API side. Happy to have any questions. If anybody has any questions, please feel free to write an email to Nishant in Mumbai or to Nitika, who's corporate communication plus. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.